And then Ronaldo! Oh! What a goal by Cristiano Ronaldo!
Messi to the near post! Messi to the net!
Mamma mia! Yeah!
Ronel Kiyoko now. Here's a Honduran. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elise! Elber Feliz! La Pantanita! It's a Honduran connection!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, here we go. Hour number two of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Man, those were two great interviews, I'll tell you. Omid Namazi of the Houston Dynamo setting the bar high. And then Edson Buttle comes on with some great stuff about the striker position and scoring goals and playing with David Beckham and getting great advice from hardened pros in Columbus. This is what it's all about when it comes to doing good interviews. These two guys took us in really good places here. You know, these days when I look to get people on to do interviews on this show, I want them to live up to it. I don't want it to be a sell job. I don't want it to be, you know, I want it to be something that when I get done with the interview, I go, wow, that was a great interview. That was something for my listening audience to take a bite into. And those two interviews right there lived up to it beautifully. All right, this next interview, and this is the first of a series of doing some stuff with some of the local establishments here in Houston. Sig's Lagoon is a record shop down in Midtown. It's Midtown's only record store. It's on 3622 Main, right next to the Continental Club. It's a really cool area down there. It's kind of a throwback area. And coming on right now from Sig's Lagoon is the man who owns Sig's Lagoon, Tomas Escalante. Tomas, thank you very much for coming on tonight.
Hey, Glenn, thanks for having me.
Yeah, by the way, thanks a lot for pulling all those records for me this weekend. And then you dropped them outside. I paid with a credit card. I came, picked them up, and I got to listen to some great sounds on Sunday.
I'm glad. And what did you think of that Air album?
Very good. Air from the 90s. Did not know anything about them. Perfect coffee music in the morning. And then I needed another copy of The Who Live at Leeds, which you got me. And it had all kinds of really interesting copies of letters that went on in the day with The Who inside it. So you may not have charged me enough for that one.
No, it was just fine.
All right. So listen, let's just talk about your record store. And you know, you and I have gotten to talk. We had a great conversation on Sunday that could have went on forever. And then I was like, yeah, I better leave Tomas alone. But, you know, you obviously a musician, passion for the music, but also passion for the collecting. Tell me about where that all got started, because your store just has incredible memorabilia, incredible selection. Take us into that.
Gosh, my passion for music started when I was probably 5 years old. My parents divorced when I was really young, and my mom would take me to Austin. And the drop-off point for the goods, which was me, was actually the Armadillo. And it was close to where my dad lived and where my aunt lived, where my mom would stay when she dropped me off. And I was introduced to a gentleman named Phil Richardson, and he was this amazing vocalist and played trumpet with his band called Steam Heat. And at the time, he worked at this record store called Zebra. And that was the first time I was really turned on to a record store, and I didn't really look back since. I was like, this is what I want to do. I want to sing like Phil, and I want to work in a record shop. And ever since then, I was always looking to find a way to get into a record store, and here we are.
So you've had a life of following your passion. I mean, you're like me with soccer. I mean, you have had a life of following your passion and being involved with it on a daily basis. I don't think you can put a value on that, can you?
You can't. I mean, it's an overused adage, but you know, if you find something you love and that's your job and you're not really working, it's just a kind of work of passion, and you don't feel like you're working at all. So I feel really lucky in that respect.
Tomas Escalante, Sig's Lagoon. It's on Main Street near the Continental Club in Midtown. I highly suggest you get in there and check it out when you can. You can also call there, and you can have Tomas pull records for you, which he did for me, which was just, it gave me a break. It got me to drive a car, you know, I went down there with the mask on. I probably scared you, Tomas, but, you know, doing the social distancing is a big deal. So how often do you hear this story? Like me, I go back to New Jersey. I got away from vinyl. I got into CDs. And now all of a sudden I'm lugging all my vinyl back. I go out, I buy a Pioneer, you know, receiver, some great speakers, and I'm back in the vinyl game and I'm loving it. How often do you hear that story?
It's like a broken record. Sorry, I couldn't resist. No, I hear it a lot, and people don't, you forget how much you miss that sound, but, you know, there's, you know, the crackle of a record, just hearing that versus, you know, a CD skipping, it's just like night and day. I mean, everything about the record, you know, if there's records you have that you can look at a tear in it or a marking, and you can remember what you were doing, when you were doing it, it's like a timestamp, and that's what music is. You know, you don't really timestamp with downloads, but vinyl, you can timestamp just about anything.
2010, the return of vinyl began to kind of percolate, right? When do you think it kind of hit its height? And you know, it's still not the largest way for people to get their music. Obviously, it's all digital now, but there is a large part of the, you know, there's a nice niche market there for vinyl records and all those things, the rawness of it, putting a needle on a record. And you're absolutely right. Every time I pull an album out that I had in college or childhood, there's a flashback to something that happened.
Absolutely. I mean, I always go back to like what, you know, when people ask you, what's the first album you bought? And when, you know, stepping back to like, I remember it was my birthday and I went to Zebra, because Phil said, come over, come pick out an album out. And I picked, the album I picked out was like, I did them a favor because this was like the most returned album ever. Because I was like, I want that Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band soundtrack, which is like the biggest stiff album in the history of, it was returned platinum, I think, by the time it came out.
Yeah.
But I remember I got that, and I still remember that to this day, and I'm sure they were, like, loving it that I took that out there.
Oh, man, I love that album. That's such a great album.
No, but this was the movie from the soundtrack. Not
oh, the soundtrack movie. Oh, yeah. Right. That had the Bee Gees in it. That had the Bee Gees right. in it,
the
right?
The whole reason why I got that was because Steve Martin was in the movie.
That's awesome. Tomas Escalante joining us from Sig's Lagoon. It's in Midtown. Great vinyl record shop. So, you know, equipment-wise and getting back into the game, if people want to get back into the vinyl game, take us through how they would do that, or, I mean, how expensive is it? And then I would also like you to answer the question about used and then the new reissues that are coming out, because they're very different.
You know, a lot of people see the all-in-ones, and I've even carried them just because people ask for them, and I've actually stopped. I encourage people to stay away from that. If you know, some of them look really nice. They're not really built to last. It's worth spending, you know, $100. You know, you can get one decent one. You know, the arm isn't weighted, which is what we always encourage. But you can get a decent one. We carry Audio Technica. It's kind of like the workhorse of turntables, similar to Techniques. And you'll either need a receiver in speakers, or you can get the powered speakers. But I mean, if you're getting into it and you want to spend a little money, you can probably do that, spending about $350 to $400 with everything you need. And it'll, you know, very economical, and that's why we always push Audio Technica. We feel like it's kind of the workhorse, and get the bang for your buck.
And then you got the people that go way out with the Nakamichis and the Macintosh.
Totally.
And,
yeah.
Know, that are just off the charts.
I don't work in that hemisphere, man.
Yeah, neither do I. But you know, what type of person's coming in now? I mean, I see a lot of young people going vinyl, man, which is really
cool. It's all over, but it's definitely a lot of young people. I mean, those are the people that I'd get the most education from. I mean, the easiest thing for me to do is to hear what they're looking for. And if I get asked for it and I don't have it, then I'm carrying it. And that's how I've built my catalog up through the years. And it's some of my best-selling things are things that I've liked. Was turned on by my customers.
Yeah, that's cool. We're talking to Tomas Escalante, Sigs Lagoon. You got all this memorabilia too, which is pretty amazing. I mean, is that collecting? Is that saving? Combination of both? What is that?
It's both. I mean, a majority of it came from a store that I worked at, where my wife worked at. It's where we knew each other before then, but we rekindled our friendship and eventually. Turned into something. It was a store called Sundance Records in San Marcos, Texas. A friend of mine named Bobby Bernard ran that store. And he basically, his walls were just covered with posters and cutouts headlines and obituaries and everything of people and, you know, whether it was music or pop culture. And basically when he kind of shuttered that store, semi-retired, he pulled everything down, and then one day we were talking and he said, well why don't we just put it in your store and I'll just keep looking for vinyl. So that's what we're doing. He's out looking for it, and we've kind of recreated that vibe of Sundance with a kind of a my touch of tiki flair that I started my store with. And it's kind of great. It's like 60 years worth of just pop culture memorabilia, posters that he's collected through the years.
Pretty incredible stuff. And I mean, I see some of that Rolling Stones memorabilia and I'm just like, oh my God, this is pretty incredible. Now, what about the relationship with the Continental Club, which is just such a legendary place, which is right on the corner there? I mean, it's like the perfect marriage, I think.
It is. I was basically doing tickets for them when I opened, I at the time before I opened the store, I saw that they did an article on the area and how it was growing, and it was when it was just the Continental and Papa the Go-Go was talking about opening, and they said a record shop was opening there, and I called Pete and knew him from playing at the club regularly. I was in kind of a sort of a regular band that played there on Wednesday nights called Clouseau, and we talked, and he said, well, that fell through. And I said, well, I've got some ideas. He said, well, let's talk to my buddy Bob and see what we can do. And eventually we turned it into a store. And it wasn't all vinyl at first. It was a lot of gifts. And honestly, the day I opened, I remember when Pete walked in the door, he said, man, this place looks great. I mean, I can't believe what you've done compared to what it looked like. And he sat down and, what are you selling? I didn't have any merchandise at the time. And so we grew that through the years. And now, I mean, we actually just expanded our current location. Our buddies next door decided to cut back on some of their business at the barbershop and the beauty salon. And we took over where Castanial was and expanded our current location by another, I'd say, 500 or 600 square feet, because we were just busting at the seams because we got so much vinyl in there, and we're already outgrowing that spot. So but I mean, we couldn't be happier where we are. I mean, being next to the Continental Club is a gift. I've had some of the most amazing experiences. I mean, 2 years into it, when Ian McLaughlin was playing and Ronnie Wood showed up, was just like,
because the Stones were in town, right? The Rolling Stones were in town, and Roddy Wood shows up at Continental Club.
Yeah, it was really crazy how it happened. I mean, you know, it was obvious Ian had a plan and said, hey, I'm, you know, he talked to Pete and said, I'm going to see if, so, you know, Ronnie can come over here, and Pete kind of gave me the heads up. And, you know, by 10 o'clock at night, I mean, I was like, why? It looked like it was just jam-packed with people walking around more than usual. And by the time they showed up, I mean, I was at the front door when Ronnie walked in, and the place was just electric. It was unbelievable.
Sigs Lagoon, Midtown's only record store. Now, we're taking you to break, Tomas, with Born to Be Wild by Steppenwolf. You got two sentences. Why are these guys not in the Hall of Fame?
No idea.
Unbelievable. They should be in for this song alone. All right. Listen, Tomas, thank you so much for coming on at Sig's Lagoon Record Shop, 3622 Main Street, Midtown's only record store. Get down there. It's a great block right near the Continental Club. Tomas, thank you so much for tonight.
Thank you, too. And I got to tell you, I got to be able to put a plug in to get Doug Somm in the Hall of Fame. So I just, there you go.
There you go. Doug Somm, Texas legend, right?
Yep, that's right. Thanks for having me, Glenn.
Thank you, Tomas. All right, Born to Be Wild, Steppenwolf. We're taking a break with that. That's great stuff there with Tomas Escalante. Get down to Sig's Lagoon Record Shop next week. We're going to have Quinn from Cactus Records on. And Quinn's going to have some great stories to tell, too. All these guys are in it because they're just so passionate about music. So Quinn Bishop of Cactus will be on next week. Steppenwolf, Born to Be Wild. We're coming back. We got more to come.